Well, hello and welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. And I'm so excited about today. I'm so glad that my birthday fell on a Wednesday so I can celebrate with you guys all over the world tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Okay. I mean, we have such a full show today. I'm excited because we have Dr. Cindy Trim joining us. She's got a brand new book. I've been reading it. It's been a blessing to me. Goodbye yesterday. I cannot wait till we talk to her further about that. Then we have television film director Patricia Cuffey Jones. She's coming on joining us. And you know, my girl comedian Gina G is going to be giving us the trending tea. Then we got financial consultant Jeffrey Hill. Then we have Apostle Ryan LaStrange joining us and giving us some of his wisdom. And he's got something going on exciting too that's new. And we have a new segment, and it's called In Your Presence, and Nicole, Minister Nicole Atkinson is going to be doing that today. So this is a full show as always. And I just found out from the producers last week that our numbers went up like three times, four times up. I don't know how it's happening, but I'm thankful and just so grateful that this platform is being used and helping so many people. And because you guys tune in, you are helping it to become one of the number one internet talk shows in the world with a million listeners plus at this point. So I'm very excited about that. We've gotten some new portholes, some new streaming networks that we've connected with as well, with iHeartRadio, as you guys know that we're with. So it's a lot of moving and shaking going on behind the scenes. And I just have to thank on my birthday, producer Doug and Don. You guys are so dope and so amazing. I'm just so glad that God brought me in our relationship together because it has been so successful, and you guys continue to find innovative ways to push bbsradio.com. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of the movement. I've seen it grow, I've experienced it, and it's just amazing. It's phenomenal, and I'm just so thankful. So, without further ado, because we don't have a lot of time, but we got a lot of show. Today, the weather in DC is mostly cloudy right now, 49 degrees. We got some rain coming this evening. Oh boy, I go to bed so early, so it probably start raining when I'm in bed. Even on my birthday, I cannot hang. Okay, 32 degrees right now, sunny in Detroit, high 36 degrees. You got some snow coming tomorrow, so please be on the lookout for that, you guys. I know you're used to it by now. London, partly cloudy right now. You got rain coming later on this evening. You're waking up to 35 degrees, and you got showers all week. Los Angeles, you are 50 degrees right now, sunny, and your high is 66 degrees. You got sunshine all week long, LA. And I'm so excited to be there at the end of the month, and Gina G is there now. So she's going to be joining us from LA. So I'm excited for her to talk about that. Let's see. In Augusta, Georgia, you're 68 degrees. 73 degrees is your high. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, you are 63 degrees. And your high was 64. And you're going down in your temperature. South Australia, you are 75 degrees right now. You're waking up to 71 degrees. You got sunshine all week long. Hawaii, you are 50 degrees right now. Waking up to 53 degrees tomorrow morning, and you got showers all week, so be prepared for that. Puerto Rico, you are 73 degrees, high 75 degrees today, partly sunny. Portugal, you are 45 degrees, and you're gonna wake up to 40 degrees. You got sun, you got showers tomorrow, and you skip a day on Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and all the rest of the early part of the week, you got showers, so be expected of that. Okay, we're gonna take a break from our sponsor, and we're gonna go right into ministerial moment, and then we got Dr. Cindy Trim joining us with Goodbye Yesterday. We'll be right back after this message. You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Good stuff. Okay, ministerial moment. I'm going to be brief because we got Cindy Trim coming. Did I mention that we have Dr. Cindy Trim here? Okay, let me hurry up. All right. So it's in my heart. I just want to encourage people in this minute just to know that you are not alone. God has been really, really revealing to me about the subconscious and conscious unconsciousness in parts of our brain and how it's so important that even though, you know, when we get saved and we're born again, we become a new creature and our mind is renewed, but that's a process. And what he's been showing me is that some of our behaviors, we've been crying out and saying, Lord, why do I act like this? Why do I think this way? I know your word. I know your truth. I've studied it. But I think a lot of us have studied the word, but we haven't allowed it to get inside of us. That the way that God has been showing me how we can reverse this whole behavior thing or way of thinking and dealing with our unconscious and subconscious part of our brain is to really, really read his word. I just for an example this morning, yesterday he administered to me about trust. And he's showing me this level of trust that goes right in with faith. And it's like a supernatural thing. It's not like, you know, oh, I know he's going to do this. Oh, I know that. It's like this level of faith that I believe that he's taking the body of Christ into, and this trust. And just for an example, something went wrong with my car and I did what I normally would have done instead of trusting the process that God had. Right where I was at, the guy was equipped. It was a man there that was equipped to be able to help me with what I had going on with my car. And he was even going to come back to see about it after he got off work. He was the manager. I was getting my son some McDonald's. Please, y'all, don't say nothing. It's my birthday and he's celebrating with McDonald's, okay? But you know I don't eat that. So anyway, no offense, McDonald's, but I'm just saying. You know, I'm getting older. I have to eat healthier. So anyway, so he was there to help me and everything. And it was really, really amazing because I was somewhere safe when this happened. I was down the street from my house and the guy was the manager. So he's seen my son or seen me, you know, throughout the months and years that he's been there. And instead of me just letting God take this thing all the way through, I had to intervene because my natural, well, my behavior habit is that I need to call somebody that knows the situation. Now, in any other situation, that might be okay for some people to say, well, what's wrong with that? At least the person knew about what was going on with the car. And they did come by to see if everything was okay. And they made sure that it was secure, this piece that was secure until I got to the dealership. But my point is, I believe in that moment, the decision I made was based on something that is rooted subconsciously within. And I don't want to operate that way anymore. So I've been praying about it and asking God, so what is it? How do, you know, we deal with this? I mean, the rooted issues of trust or abandonment that is in our subconscious and causes us to do things that we don't want to do. Like Paul said, I do the things that I don't want to do. And the things that the things I want to do, I don't do. Who's going to deliver me? I mean, but God is a deliverer, but we have to take some kind of initiative as well to redevelop our way of thinking and reproduce positive thoughts and positive reactions. And this will exemplify our trust in him. So there is something, and I know the enemy plays on this, that time that goes by, that the more that stuff gets rooted, things we've seen our parents do, things that we've experienced, trauma that we've experienced, things that we might have seen on TV, things that we were taught or whatever. And so when God is coming in, it's areas of our life that we say we surrender to, but some areas we don't know how to surrender to. And this is why he's so amazing, because he comes in and reveals to us the issue, and then he gives us the solution, and it's all in his word. Anyway, I just wanted you guys to be encouraged with that. If there's something that you're struggling with, And I'm not saying outward stuff. I'm talking about the inner stuff, the stuff that nobody sees and stuff that you don't understand yourself. That's the stuff I'm talking about, where your heart is, or your reaction to something, or a decision that you made. If it's, you know, if it's reinforced by fear or anxiety or worry, doubt and disbelief, where does that come from? Where is the root of all that? Let God reveal it to you, and I'll continue telling you as he reveals it to me. But this is why I'm so glad about Dr. Cindy Trim being here and with her book Goodbye yesterday, because I've been reading it every day and it has been so amazing to my soul. It's like she's like right, like he just, I mean, I got this book right on time. I was on a 40-day fast. And so here she is joining us today on my birthday, and I'm so glad to have her. Welcome, Dr. Cindy Trim.
Happy birthday. I think all of us need to stop and give you a standing ovation, especially for what you were doing, using modern technology to reach the masses. So happy birthday to you, and thank you for having me here.
Oh my gosh, thank you for being here. I just know that whenever, because you are, your anointing is just no joke. It is so powerful, and so, I mean, it's things that God reveals to you is incredible. And the fact that you have humbled yourself and has disciplined yourself throughout these years to even be able to allow him to pour all this stuff in you. Every time you come into my life, it's always on time. Every time. And this book right here, Goodbye Yesterday, please tell us, how did it come about?
Well, so I wrote the book Commanding Your Morning and was just sitting on the whole idea of doing a sequel. And I sat for about a good 10 years just waiting to understand the angle that God wanted me to take for Commanding Your Morning. I was traveling and in the Middle East, actually, and thinking about Dubai and how Dubai just jumped and quantum leap in being the influencer that it is on a national level and a global level. And I thought, wow, they had to say hello to hello tomorrow. And so I came back and I wrote the book Hello Tomorrow, which was the second installment. And then it just came to me, if you say hello tomorrow, you can't say hello tomorrow unless you say goodbye to yesterday. So this is the third installment. The first one deals with the power of the spoken words and how to affect positive change in your future by just thinking about the words that you're speaking. The next book, Hello Tomorrow, is about vision. And in chapter 8 in particular, it outlines the 12 characteristics of a vision and the 12 different categories that you write a vision in. And then this book is about moving forward. A lot of people want to move on in their relationships. They want to move on in their marriage. Some people have been divorced. You talked about abandonment. And people use different strategies. And I wanted to introduce them to the whole idea of faith being a strategy and faith being a technology, especially in the new technological world that we live in. And so that's the next book.
Oh, I love it. I know one thing. I mean, this whole book, Goodbye Yesterday, and all of them, because I've read the Commander, Commanding the Morning as well. But even just all of this, how you, just how God has given you the revelation and the wording to just, you're like, you're reversing and counteracting every negative thing. Every page that I have read, I'm so excited about my assignment. I mean, it's just like, the way that he's given you that, and I'm like right now on chapter, like I said, I've been on a 40-day fast, and I recommend this book for anyone that is struggling with just the power of knowing who you are and the fact that you are here for a design, purpose, and assignment. I mean, when the way you put it in perspective, I love this. You talk about the movement and the water, how he created all of these things in the book of Genesis, and how he'll supply for every need, practice the art of abundance. I love that one. I just read that this morning. All about your assignments require fortitude, 13 things mentally strong people don't do. I mean, you talked about that, assignments and just specifics and the time and all of that, just the importance of that. And a summary of it all is that we are a word that God spoke into existence, and it's connected to have an effect on portions of our being on this earth, you know? And that's the thing, mm-hmm. I think that people, it's really not by choice, right, doctor? It's basically just the fact that that's how God created us to be.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you summarized the book so well, and you cannot embrace what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. And your past does not have to define your future, you know? And what you hold on to in this season determines the whole next decade. And this is the time to really assess our lives and to know that God has provided resources. You talked about your neighbor and the car. There are resources right in front of us. But if we continue to hold on to yesterday, we cannot embrace the wonderful blessings that God has for us today.
Oh, my God, that is such a word. I mean, that is such a word. And really, it is a time for us to sit and and this book will have you reevaluate what is to get rid of, you know, what is to leave behind. And because it's things that are our relationships could be hindering God's move because we subconsciously depend on that relationship for X, Y, and Z. This could be an area that God is really wanting to intervene in because he wants to show you so much more of yourself. People are afraid of the unknown, Dr. Trim. How do we get people, even myself, like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm petrified to the point that I won't move, but I'll move with a little, you know, like, shouldn't I be doing something? Like, you know, the desire to want to do something other than wait or see what God is going to do. How can you address that person?
Well, you know, the thing about it is if you have a vision, you know, what God said to Abraham, he said, look, beyond where you are. He said, look from the place where you are. Look eastward, westward, northward, southward. And what you can see, that's what I'm going to give you. So if you can't see it, you cannot have it. Your feet will never take you where your mind has never been. Wow, a lot of us talk about what we don't want, but what do you want? Mm-hmm. So when you look at Genesis, he was able to assess where he was, and then he called those things that be not as though they were. He didn't say, I don't want any more darkness. He said, let there be light.
Wow.
So being able to determine, you know, where you want to go, and that's why that second book, Hello Tomorrow, is important. But here's something that I want everyone to walk away with. A repeat of yesterday's success is a recipe for tomorrow's failure.
Wow.
So you've got to get new skills when God takes you into new realms and of authority and influence, then you have to have a new strategy to be there. How do you know when you're in a new season or a new season is getting ready to happen? The strategies of the old season no longer works. It's just not working anymore. And then you know your season has shifted when the source of information and the speed of revelation changes.
Wow.
So this book is a new source of information.
Yeah.
So your season
is good.
Your season has shifted.
Yeah. This is definitely good. I thank you so much for coming on and giving us these nuggets and boulders of wisdom, honestly, as you always do. And like I said, I'm loving this. I can't wait to read it every time I get into it. I'm on page 115 now. And like I said, it's been a great resource for me, as all of your materials have been. Please follow Dr. Cindy Trim where?
At CindyTrimMinistries.org and TrimInternational.com. And we do have a book club, and it's on Facebook, Cindy Trim's Book Club. You can join it, where I walk through this book. It's an easy book to read. I love it. And, you know, the final thing that I want people to know is the greatest gift you can give yourself is the gift of goodbye.
Woo, you better say that again. Goodbye yesterday. Oh, my God. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media, on Instagram. And
at Cindy Trim, and I'm on all of the social media platforms, Twitter, and it's 2M's. Twitter, yes. Instagram, Facebook, all of them. I'm there.
Follow her, you guys, because she gives so many. God gives her stuff every morning, and she tweets it every. I mean, I don't know if it's in the morning. I catch it whenever you tweet it, and I know it's always been a blessing. Like I said, Dr. Cindy Trim, thank you so much. I know you're all over the world ministering the gospel and just teaching people all over, and God just has such an amazing mantle on you. It's just such an honor. I can't even tell you how much joy it brings me whenever he allows me and you to chat. I mean, it just makes
thank
me
you
my
so
heart
much.
Sing. It makes
and
my heart sing.
And thank you for
sing.
Having me. It's great doing life with you, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cindy Trim. All right, you guys, go and get it. Goodbye yesterday. That's the book and all of her other material. Thank you so much. All right, well, we're getting ready to shift gears, and we got comedian Gina G joining me. Hey, comedian Gina G.
Oh, it's your birthday. Yeah, yeah. I said it's my sister's birthday today.
You in we LA, cut, girl.
Yes, I am, but we cut out the theme song for me today, and it is all about Gina's birthday.
I was ready to sing it.
No, it is your birthday. We are not singing nothing else, but it's Gina's birthday. Oh, it's Gina's birthday. Oh, it's Gina Prince's birthday. It's Gina Prince's birthday.
Oh,
it is
my birthday.
Sister's
it's
birthday.
Birthday. It's her birthday. Hey.
See, there you go. See, now that's what I'm talking about. Get into it.
Yes.
It is your birthday. 51 where is my topic of the tea today. So I normally spread a little tea and I tell y'all what's going on in the world. But today is a national holiday. It is Dr. Gina R. Prince's birthday. So I'm going to spill y'all some tea that I got about Gina R. Prince. And I'm going to spill it right now. And the tea is, my sister does not know how to twerk. Let me tell y'all.
I was thinking about that today.
Let me just let y'all know right now that y'all have got one of the most wholesomest, sweetest radio personalities to ever represent y'all because she don't twerk. Last year, we went on a birthday cruise for her birthday, and we had such a wonderful time. Y'all have to go into the archives and look back. But there was a video of my dear sister, my lovely sister friend, who tried and it didn't work. And it didn't work. So not only is she beautiful and smart, she ain't out here twerking. So I'm telling y'all right now, y'all
got to. You definitely got to worry about none of those moves because I don't know how to do it. And I thank God has made it so I didn't know how to do it because I probably would break out even now.
Let me tell you something. But it is such a sight to see y'all. If y'all ever want to see anybody that didn't know how to twerk, Gina R. Prince is the one to look at because she laughs at herself the whole time that she's trying. And she's really watching to see how to do it. Now, she's really watching now. But she cracks up laughing the whole time. So there is a lot going on in the world. It's good and bad news. I know they're getting ready to, they already had a private funeral for Gigi Bryant along with Kobe Bryant, and they're going to have their big thing for his fans on 224 down at the Staples Center. And all of that is going on, and we definitely are still mourning. And I'm in Los Angeles right now, and the city is definitely mourning the loss of Kobe Bryant. But where there is death, there is life. And my sister, Dr. Gina R. Prince, is 51 today. Has been through the lowest of the valleys, has been to the highest of the high, but still got high to go. And my sister is still here, you guys. A testimony in itself. She is an author. She is a minister. She is my sister. So, look, That's what she said. We're gonna just add it all together. And what she said? Yes, she said that she loves her sister.
Dr. G, I love you too,
it's your birthday.
Gina G.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. As we go into a commercial break, and we got Patricia Cuffey Jones coming up next. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Commercial break.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, I'm Robin Givens with the play Mama's Boy. Thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Well, here go the interview with Patricia Cuffey Jones from... She got a new series coming out on UMC, you guys. Stuck with you. Check this out. All right. As I promised, we have Patricia Cuffey Jones. I'm so excited. She is a film and television director, producer. She does a writer, everything. And she has a brand new original series coming out called Stuck With You. Welcome, Patricia, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
This is such an exciting time for you. We met at the Trumpet Award and you were with Tammy and everybody else, the cast.
Yes.
And it was so good and quick and fast, but I had to have you back on so we can talk more about it.
I appreciate it.
Tell us about Stuck With You.
Stuck With You is a new series premiering on February 13th on UMC. It stars Tammy Townsend, Tim and Derek. We have AJ Johnson, Dee Woods, Terrence Green, just an amazing cast of fresh talent and legends. And it's just it's a story about love and the struggle of love. We're focusing on a celebrity couple, and it's a hashtag relationship goals type of couple who in front of the cameras seem perfect, but behind closed door, they're actually broken and separated, living two completely different lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This is going to be quite interesting. Yeah, it sounds so good. And it starts on February the 13th, so it's every week. Every week there's a new episode.
Yes. So we have 6 episodes. So it's one episode a week. So I know people may be tempted to just wait and binge watch, but I'm telling you, you're going to want to see the first episode because there are going to be a lot of spoilers coming out after that. And I would love for people to just be along the journey with us.
Well, I'm starting to watch it, and I'm going to tell. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to tell everybody to watch it. I'm going to have them. I'm going to post it and have everybody know as a reminder. So you guys be looking on my social media. Stuck With You. I'm going to put up a flyer. I'm sorry, you were saying that you wanted everybody to start with you.
Yes. Start with the premiere episode on February 13th. Get your little pre-Valentine's love going on, and roll with us every week.
I love it. I'm going to post. And you know what? I fell in love with you when I first met you. I love your energy. She has such
Thank
a colorful
you.
Spirit inside and out. She is bold and fierce. How in the world did this just fall into your lap? God just blessed you with this. I know you've been writing and directing for a long time, and you have some other projects under your belt. But how did this moment happen with Stuck With You?
Well, it actually started as a web series that I did because I was just really interested in doing television, and I'm not one that waits for permission. So my husband bought me a camera for Valentine's Day a few years ago because he wanted me to feel like I can do whatever I wanted to do, and he believes in the calling of my life to tell stories.
So I called some very talented friends. I didn't even have the script yet. I just had a concept, and I checked in to see if they'd be interested in doing the piece with me. And we shot a few episodes for the web, and one of the execs from UMC came across it, and they actually called me about the series. And
wow.
Taking it to their network. Yeah. And that was truly a blessing because I've been knocking on so many doors for so many years. But to have someone actually open up the door, pick up the phone and call and see the hard work and hustle, it was nothing but God and truly a blessing.
Oh, my gosh, Patricia, that is such a testament to anyone that is listening right now. Whatever, use whatever you have. Just
whatever
get started
you have
and
at whatever
be consistent.
Level you're at. Yes. Absolutely. I'm a strong
and be consistent because you were consistent and that's how they were able to see you because you
Absolutely.
Were consistent. Rather, if it was one viewer or a million viewers, you were consistent in your craft and you kept getting better and your ideas kept evolving. I just think it's such a wonderful testimony to share with people because people always want to wait until they have
Absolutely.
Something else or more or this connection or whatever, but just use what you got.
And work with the people around you. I didn't have a budget. I just had a vision. I had a project. I knew I had something special. And I knew a lot of talented actors that haven't had the opportunity to show all their shades and colors to Hollywood because sometimes we could be so boxed in. So,
wow.
You know, I just reached out to people that I knew believed in me and trusted me as a director and a writer. And they helped me bring this thing to life. And sometimes we don't look to the right or left of us. We're always trying to reach up and wait for somebody to pull us up instead of reaching to the right or left so that we can kind of move up together. So sometimes
oh, wow.
we have to just take a moment and look to see, okay, who else is hungry? Who else is ready? And
wow.
build something together.
I wasn't there from the beginning, but I'm sure glad that I caught on to the wave when I could. I'm so glad to
Same
see
here.
God do more for you and through you and just, you know, for you, through you and just bless you abundantly, you and your family. It's just so amazing. I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about your right now. I'm just excited. And I'm so glad that you were able to come and give us some, you know, give some of these directors and writers and people that want to get in the film, you know, some hope and by just sharing your
Thank
story
you,
and just amazing. Just start with what you got. That's just so
yeah.
key and be where you are and perfect it and continue to grow from there. I love that. I love that. Yeah. So this is really good. And so it's the 13th. It's on
yes.
UMC. Everybody.
UMC.
You got to go.
Yes. You can
UMC.
Access that from Roku, Amazon, Apple TV. It's an app. So you can watch it on your phone anytime. So it's very convenient. They have a 7-day trial you can try out, but they have tons of wonderful products, projects featuring us, by us, for us, and
wow.
We would love to support. I have a lot of amazingly talented actors and people that they would love to see in this project. So,
I mean,
support.
You really do have some amazing people in there, and that was going to be my last question for you, other than your social media as well, is that I wanted to know how in the world did you, how do people that want to connect with you as actors and actresses, how do they connect with you and to maybe possibly be a part of one of your projects or maybe somebody that is inspiring to do film in some kind of way and maybe want to shadow you or whatever. I don't know if you do any of that, but how do you get the people in your movies? Do they have the agents contact you or do you do a call or how does it go?
We do have auditions, so we'll post on Breakdown and all the normal outlets for auditioning. We'll post. So if you know, normally I'm posting when I'm working on something or about to work on something, and sometimes I just know exactly who I want for roles, so sometimes I make straight offers to people that I know, whether they're known or not. I've had a lot of actors work with me over the years when I've had nothing more to offer them than a script and a stage. So, you know, I'm definitely trying to help put on some people that have been hungry and waiting for a really long time, but I'm always interested in meeting new talent. The best way to do it is just keep your eyes, make sure you're following me, and if you see a post, you know, I post when we have auditions, I let people know the outlets, and I'll connect you with my casting director, and I normally always say people that are my followers. If you're following me and you want to audition, I normally make time to see everybody that's following me, because I appreciate that, and I appreciate the support. So I guess the key will be to just, you know, follow me. I've had people offer to intern through social media, and I've brought people onto set. So, yes, just follow and reach out.
I love it. I love it. Patricia Cuffey Jones is the coolest sister I know. And she's got stuck with you. And she's got stuck with you on UMC. And you definitely don't want to miss it. It is February the 13th. A lovely love story / just some real stuff going on. I'm sure that I'm probably going to catch on somebody that I can relate to in this series.
Yes.
It seemed like
yes,
it would be something for everyone to
Absolutely.
Connect with. Yeah, so tell
Absolutely.
Everybody where they can find you on social media.
At P. Cuffey Jones, P-C-U-F-F-I-E Jones.
All right, that was her. That was she, my girl, Puffy. Patricia
Thank you
Cuffey
for having
Jones.
Me, sis. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. All right, you guys, February the 13th, stuck with you, UMC. Go get it. Go follow her on all social media outlets. This was a blessing. Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. I love it.
So great. Girl, so great. Such a great interview.
I'm telling you, girl, it's just such a time right now that people are going to get it and using what they got. I thought that was so incredible because I didn't know that part until I did the interview with her. I had no
yeah.
idea that, you know, it would start off as, you know, YouTube, like a series she did on YouTube with just a camera and her friends or whoever, you know. But just the fact that they were able to connect with her and make that happen, just amazing, amazing. Well, we got to keep going, Gina, but we got to know why you're in L.A. in a little bit because we got Jeff and we got Ryan Lestrain is joining us. Jeffrey Hill, our
okay.
financial consultant. What do you have for us today?
What's up, ladies? This is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group Incorporated, a wealth accumulation firm, and I'm your core money guru. So today is all about planning for the future. And what I mean by that, I'm talking more along the lines of estate planning. Whether you have a lot of money or a little money, estate planning is still something that's critically important, especially before retirement. A lot of times people want to wait until they finally cross over their threshold, they got the money and the time to be able to spend, and then they want to go in and do estate planning. Well, sometimes you miss out on the opportunity to do some more tax-efficient planning by waiting too long. So it's one of those things where we get used to hearing about your will and your testament or your health directors and that kind of thing. Who's going to pull the plug if something happens to you, unfortunately? But how much planning have you guys done in those areas? Even if something is just having a simple will. You know, we live in a time where there's a lot of blended families going on. So have
yeah.
you thought much about who the children go to if something happens? Because you might not want the children to go back to with their biological parent because maybe it's a toxic situation and maybe you've gotten them in and you've trained them up the right way and you don't want them to you don't want your hard work undone, basically. So what do you do in those kind of situations? Because that can really, really mess up any kind of money maybe you left behind, okay?
Mm.
So one of the first things you can do is go look at your beneficiary list. I can't tell you. I think there's some stat like 79% of beneficiary lists are done incorrectly. It is not a good idea to ever try to leave money outright to a minor, okay? And that's the biggest mistake that most people do. They may not trust anybody in their family, so they'll just say, hey, my son is 12 or my daughter is 7. I want to go ahead and leave the money to them. I get that, and I know you do, but do not put your children down who are under the age of 18 as a beneficiary, because what happens is that money goes and becomes a ward of the state until they turn 18. Do you really trust the state with your money? No.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't necessarily do that. So some of those basic things can start to protect what you have going on. Now, ultimately, a trust. Now, I'm going to talk about power for a quick second, and I hope you guys saw the final episode. Well, as you know, James St. Patrick died, and he left a lot of stuff to his son, Tariq. But the caveat was Tariq had to go to college. He had to maintain a 3.5 GPA, and he couldn't get the money until he finished college. So now Tariq in high school has to wait another 5-6 years or so before he inherited all that. And they said he's still controlling us from the grave. And I tweeted something out. Guys, I want you to understand how powerful that is. A trust has that much authority to where you can govern it from the grave. So if you want those people who say, I have money and I want to leave behind, but I don't want them to mess it up. I don't want them to squander it. Get with a qualified attorney and do some estate planning and put your assets inside of a trust. Now, what's good for legal is not always good for tax purposes. That's why you want to work with somebody in the capacity of myself, a financial advisor, who understands some of the financial tools that we can use for wealth replacement and things like that. So, guys, that's a nutshell. Think about estate planning and what do you really want your legacy to look like, okay? And if you are a business owner, there's estate planning for business owners as well, okay? You got to have a business will in place, and you want it funded properly as well. So that's the kind of stuff that we talk about here at Hill Financial Group, a wealth accumulation firm. And so if you guys don't have the professionals on your team, give me a shout. That's exactly what we're here for, to help you guys help.
I love it. Tell them where they can follow you again on social media.
You can follow me on Instagram at HFG Inc., which stands for Hill Financial Group Incorporated. You can give me a shout, 501-291-0708. That is 501-291-0708. I am open for business in the entire country. So I don't care what state you're in. Give me a call and I'll help you out. If I can't do it, I'll find somebody who can.
All right. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you so much. And you can always check him out every month. He's going to be here with us and giving us all of these amazing suggestions and wisdom. Such wisdom. I love that. Today was good. Thank you so much. It's always good, but today hit home for me. I really like that. Thank you so much.
It's our birthday.
Have a good
yes.
one.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. All right. And okay. So listen, we're going to talk about 60 days of unusual. Prepare your heart for uncommon breakthrough. Okay. In this book, Lestrange challenges readers to let God interrupt the mundane and unleash the unordinary in their life. He leads readers into experiencing the unusual in their faith, such as unusual discernment, unusual authority, unusual determination, unusual warfare, and unusual breakthrough. Get the book 60 Days of Unusual by Ryan Lestrange. And I'm telling you, it is the bomb. Everywhere books are sold, this you can get this. This is a 60-day devotional. And I have them here with me today, my buddy, my friend, my brother, Apostle Ryan Lestrange. Hey, welcome to Dr. Gina's
radio chat.
Hello.
Listen, I heard it's someone's birthday today, so I wanted to say happy birthday, Dr. Gina.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate you being here with us. I appreciate you just taking the time. Listen, this 60 Days of Unusual has been such a blessing to me. I have been reading it every day. I've been on a 40-day and 40-night fast. And I'm on day 32. I got the book a little later on, but I'm telling you, it's been right on time. It's been right on time, and it's even helpful after the fast when I really need it the most. You know, a lot of people don't realize, Apostle, that, you know, we're in a bubble when we're fasting, right? We're connecting with God, and then we forget when we off. We're so busy trying to, I'm being funny, but it's the truth. We want to do everything we could not do, eat everything we couldn't eat, drink whatever we couldn't drink, and we forget the adversary was lurking around waiting on Jesus. Why wouldn't he do the same thing with us, you know, to tempt us or to make us feel like it was a waste of time or that nothing has changed? I've been going through that for the last 3 days. So me having you on here is just so amazing. This book right here helps you stay on point and remain in God's presence. Tell us about this 60 Days of Unusual.
Yes, well, I'm really excited about it. It's the first devotional I've ever written. As I tell in the book, I was actually flying in to preach somewhere, and the Lord spoke that one word to me, unusual. And I was like, okay, Lord, what are you saying? He said, I want you to look up the word, and it means extraordinary, rare, uncommon. And he said, I want you to challenge my people to begin to believe for extraordinary, rare, uncommon things in their life. One of the things the devil does in the area of temptation, he tempts us to move away from God's possibilities. I love the scripture in Acts 19:11 that God was doing special miracles by the hands of Paul. And you could really say they were unusual miracles. These were things that were not common. And too many times, warfare brings us to a place of just saying, well, you know what? if I've just got a decent job and my kids are in school, that's enough. And we lay aside the unusual breakthroughs of God. And so I took 60 days to really stir your faith. I mean, you mentioned some of the subjects. One of the days that I love that I never wrote about before is unusual genius and how to tap into and believe God for the mind of God. You know, on the other side of every idea is economy. When you get an idea from God, you implement it, there will be resources that come. Solutionists create wealth. And so even in the unusual realm, there's unusual financial breakthroughs. And so like you said, it just leads you through a 60-day journey. It's simple. Anybody can understand it. It's not so deep you can't understand it. But yet it is going to challenge you to go deeper in God.
It's an easy read every day. But what I love about this is that each and every day you have some, like, okay, tomorrow for me will be unusual prophetic words. And today was unusual glory, unusual peace, and unusual expectation and determination. What I love about how it's set up in this book is that you'll have a scripture at the top of that day's topic. Say, for instance, tomorrow's prophetic. And then you have the definition of the word prophetic. You have you know what it, you explain what it is in Hebrew or in Greek, and you give the definitions of that. And then you have the devotional part where you actually explain and make it practical for us each and every day. How can we grab hold of this right now? I understand what it means. I see that it's in the Word of God. How do I apply this every day? And the devotion gives you that. And then the confession at the end of that, I love that, because then you're confessing in agreement to what God is. You know what? I'm going to just break it down. If you get this book in your hand, like I got this book in my hand, I knew that God wanted me to have this book. I knew that he wanted me to apply this every day. So every time I confess something, as you have this prayer in here, and then I can, you know, go on and add my part afterwards, or even if it's perfectly, that's enough and well said and done. The confession, I've now come in agreement with God, what God has already predestined. It's just that it's new to me, yes. But it's always been God's plan.
Yes, and that's the purpose of the book. I love how you just walked us through each day what it looks like. I wanted to nudge people out of comfort zone, out of ordinary. Yeah. And so the reason I've got the decrees, the confession, you know, I really believe the kingdom of God is voice activated. When God created, he spoke, and then it came into existence. And so what happens is we get stuck, the enemy's fighting our mind, and we start saying, I'm going to quit, nobody likes me. You know, nothing's going right. It's always been this way. And we're actually activating the kingdom of darkness in our lives. So part of the unusual realm of God is breaking that by decreeing what God said. But, you know, Dr. Gina, you can't decree something if you don't know it exists and you don't understand it. So that's why I wrote those things the way I wrote them. And I'll tell you, when I was going through writing this, I personally saw so many unusual breakthroughs. It ministered to me as well as those who are reading it.
Yeah. I can see that. I can actually see that, because it's a lot of revelation in here, and it's I can only imagine how it opened you up to even, you know, expound even the further in your faith. I mean, because it is very much like, wow, you know what? We've done it regular. We've done what we've seen or heard or what we've been taught. What is God saying? And it's got to be something that is either standing in the way of me seeing miracle signs and wonders on a regular basis. What could it be? But I love this here, because it takes you right into this. Like, that's not a myth. This is how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to have expectation of unusual, you know, of the abnormal. We're set against the grain. We're peculiar people, like all of these things. But yet our habits are so common that we understand that it's supernatural, but we don't know how to get there. And I think that this is the thing that helps so many people to get there. It just breaks it down so much, like, okay, so I can think like this, or I can, you know, believe that, or I can walk in this. Or I just love it. I love it. Unusual partnerships, connections, and alignments, you know, praying for that type of stuff. Unusual contracts and benefactors. This is just unusual assignments. Like, what is God asking you to do? I mean, is it something out of the ordinary? Is it something that never has been heard of? I mean, he said he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ever ask or think. So are we walking in that? Are we believing and expecting that? This book, 60 Days of Unusual, is just prepare your heart for uncommon breakthrough. I love it. Thank you so much, Ryan Lestrange, Apostle, for joining us today on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat to talk about your extraordinary book.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I hope you do something fun. I hope you do something amazing. And I hope all your readers go and get 60 Days of Unusual and start this journey. I love you and appreciate you so much.
Oh, man, I love you, too. Is there anything that you want to say to the listeners, any kind of word of inspiration or encouragement you want to leave with them before you go?
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to say, listen, God's prepared you for something extraordinary. And I know right now for many of you, and I've been there myself, you might be looking at your life, your surroundings, your situation, and say, what good could come out of this? But understand, they said the same thing about Jesus. They said, is this Jesus from Nazareth? They could not believe this man of profound insight, revelation, and power came from such a common beginnings. And I want you to understand, every extraordinary thing in the kingdom begins as an ordinary person. In fact, every breakthrough starts as a seed. You are the answer to somebody's prayer. You are a generational curse breaker in your family. You are a bloodline breaker. What you must do is recognize God's power is bigger than your current situation and surroundings. So I want to encourage you to know that the unusual is inside of you. God's got unusual plans, strategies, and ideas. And the moment you open your heart to say, you know what, I believe the King of the universe can use my life, you are being set up for the unusual. And so I want to encourage you with that. God bless you, everybody.
Oh, tell everybody where they can follow you on social media.
Yes, go find my Facebook page. It's my name, Ryan Lestrange, R-Y-A-N, Lestrange, L-E-S-T-R-A-N-G-E. I'm on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, the same name. Also, my resources are housed at a website. I have more than one site, but the one that all my resources are at is LestrangeGlobal.com. So go check out those places, LestrangeGlobal.com, on social media, Ryan Lestrange. Go find me there.
Go find him. He's my new BFF. I'm telling you, my brother. I love him. I love him so much.
Yeah,
all right, Ryan, Apostle Ryan, thank you so much. And you know we're going to have you on again sometime in the near future.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're going to be birthing out books and everything. I'm sure we'll have you back on. Don't you love him, Gina?
I do. Always so inspiring. I love it. I love it, love it, love it, love it.
I know his energy. It's just so, I love it. Okay, anyway. All right. I'm just loving on you on my birthday. But thank you so much, Apostle Ryan. I appreciate you. That is 60 Days of Unusual. Go and get your copy right now. All right. Okay, so Gina, we got a new segment. Yeah. It's called In Your Presence. But I want to know first, what's going on with you in L.A.? You got a BFF that invited you to come to her event. What's happening?
Yes, it is my longtime high school friend. She is a fashion designer, and she is having a fashion show this evening in Santa Monica.
Oh.
And I'm just going to be doing a segment. Look, you got me saying segment. I'm going to do a set there at her fashion show. It's a star-studded event. I'm just so excited for her and her growth, for her clothing line, Goons and Diamonds. You can check it out on IG. And it's just, you know, black women doing anything. You know, I'm always for it. So I'm excited to be there for her tonight, but I'm leaving in the morning. So I'm doing something real quick now. I think the Lord got something for me. I like this little superstar come in and out, popping in and out type of thing. I was
kind of getting used to it too when I went to California, to Detroit, and then back home. Like, that was so dope. I was like, I can do this a lot.
I like it. Come on, Lord. Put it out in my face. Put it in my face like that. Okay.
Come on with it. I love it.
But
listen, we got a new segment.
I was there with you for your birthday.
We got this new segment is called In Your Presence, and Minister Nicole Atkinson is going to do it. Let's go ahead and listen to this. It's so, oh my God, I feel like I need to go to a spa after this. It's so relaxing.
Hello, my friends. This is Nicole Atkinson with February's monthly devotional. Today we're going to be looking at Psalms 46:10. Reading from the translation, the Passion Bible. And it says here, surrender your anxieties, be silent, and stop your striving, and you will see that I am God. I am the God above all the nations, and I will be exalted throughout the whole earth. The psalmist is encouraging two things here. Surrender and stop striving. Again, two things. Surrender and stop striving. Why strive when God has already given? Surrender. What can anxiety add to your life? It's clear when you surrender and stop striving, we will see God in our lives daily. You see, 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. It says he cares for you. So if he cares for you, why do we constantly worry? Why are we constantly striving when we know that God cares for us? We know that he has good plans for us. He has good intentions for us. And another passage in the Bible talks about what can worry add to your life? How can that add to you? Worry is really a subtraction. And worry creates anxiety. It really serves no purpose. It's a distraction on what God really wants to do in our lives and through us. And so he just is requesting two things. Surrender and stop striving. He wants us to thrive. Thrive on his faithfulness. Thrive on his love. Thrive on who he is and his promises. He says, cast all your cares upon me. Meaning, for you not to carry them. For you not to walk in it. But to cast your anxiety upon him. Allow him to carry it. Allow it to be his burden. So I challenge you this month to surrender. Surrender your thoughts. Surrender your plans. Begin to thrive on God's word. Begin to eat it. Begin to meditate it. Begin to let it soak in your spirit until you have no other choice but to live and live in that full potential. So February, we're going to surrender and we're going to thrive on the word. We're not going to let anxiety fuel our thoughts, but we're going to replace that anxiety with surrender. And we're going to surrender every thought to God. And we should have thoughts of peace, thoughts of joy, thoughts of happiness, thoughts of love. Amen. Amen. But listen, I love you. I love you all with the love of Christ. And just know this, I am cheering for you. I hope you enjoyed this devotional. I look forward to sharing with you again soon. In the meantime, if you would like to reach out to me or connect, I can be reached on Facebook at Nicole Atkinson. We can also connect on Twitter at Nick_purpose and Instagram. And as always, remember, I am cheering for you.
All right. I love
Amen.
That. Took me to, girl, I said, Lord, I just love the
that
calmness.
Was a zen.
Wasn't
yeah.
that good?
Yeah.
Didn't you
yeah,
just
that
feel
was
like
very
you could just
zen.
Give it all over to him now? Like, it just yep. made me want to just say, like, oh, my God. Just take it.
It soothed me. Yeah, it just soothed me and, it, like, made me feel like it's okay. Just
yes.
surrender. Just give up. Just stop trying and just give it all to him. That was really, really, I like that segment.
That was really a breather. I like
love
that.
It. Ghost
sister,
you know
for your birthday.
Yeah, because you know how me and you get are excited and hype and blah. And it's just good sometimes to like kind of, you know, sit in that
like
for
cool
a second.
Down. Like
yes,
your workout like, cool down. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like her. Minister Nicole Atkinson, she's on all social media. Follow her. All right, you guys, this was an amazing show. We don't have enough time. I can't even hang out with my BFF, Gina G, because she way across the country. And then when I get there, she going to be here. And
gone.
Then when I come back here, she going to be there. So, but I love you so much.
I love you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, it's your birthday, sister.
All right, you guys, live
healthy. I just pray that God blesses you. I'm sorry, I know it's time. Okay, let's go.
Listen, I received a blessing. I do. Thank you so much. Live healthy, you guys. Live whole. Live in your destiny. We loving you up in here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.